We're recording. Testing, testing. 1, 2.
Episode 2. So excited.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is episode 2 with KK and Reggie. I've said it completely the wrong way round because it should be with Reggie and KK.
It doesn't matter but which way.
I'm being the bossy one today. I'm doing the intro. Well, not so unprepared for this. But hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in again and joining us. We had really amazing feedback from our first podcast a few weeks ago. Really informative, really helpful. Took all the feedback on board. But what was amazing was how even what we touched on resonated with so many of you. So really appreciate it. And we're going to keep going. And hence we're on episode 2.
Yes, exactly.
So we're just going to check in.
Yeah.
And say a little update on the week.
Yeah.
How's your week been?
Great. I went to sea. No. I went to the sea. And for me, that's always a recharge. As long as I go to the sea, I'm happy. So I went to the sea with my babies and I just looked out and I was like, you know what? There's so much to life. It's unbelievable. So yeah, proper recharge happened for me.
You're refreshed.
Yeah.
And rejuvenated.
What happened?
Oh, well, I'm in a different situation to you because I can't be going to the beach with the kiddies because they're all grown up.
They're grown.
And it was bank holiday. So I just had a really nice, chill time most of the time. I did have a bit of a wild Saturday night out, but I'm allowed because all my kids are grown up. And I'm allowed to do that now.
Listen, we need a video of me and you. I need to see you out on a proper night out.
I am so
down for it.
I hit that dance floor because it's something that I wasn't allowed to do for so many years. Due to relationships.
Yes.
I'm not going to say men because we're not dissing men. But relationships.
Because it could be men or women.
Could be men or women.
I've seen relationships that are absolutely pulled apart because of a woman.
Yeah.
You know? Even though, yeah, we see a lot of men that are unfortunately the side of abusers. But it's a lot of women that could be proper mental mess-ups.
Yes. Yeah. Anybody can get inside your head.
Mm-hmm.
And I think where I'm at now, I had the weekend off. It was 4-day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a point in my life where all the kids are grown up. They were all doing their own things, checking in on each other. And I thought, oh my God, I'm so lucky. Not that I don't love where you're at in your life, because I love that.
Yeah.
But when you get to this stage and you realise there's nothing holding you back now.
Yeah.
And all the time that I was raising the children, there was always a relationship that I was involved with one way or the other. And it was always either abusive or really unhealthy.
That's sad.
And that's to be in a place where you have none of that.
Yeah.
And you finally understand why it all happened.
Yeah.
Why I kept making the same mistakes, but in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's really empowering to go out and hit that dance floor and not need anybody and not want anybody.
No.
And just love where you're at in life and appreciate you can wear what you want.
Yeah.
You can talk to who you want.
Yeah.
And you should be able to do that in a relationship.
But this is it. I mean, we were talking earlier about having, you know, living your own life in a relationship. For me, I live my own life separate from my husband. I can be there. We see each other. We laugh, with each other. Ha, ha, ha. Kiki. I'm out the door. I'm doing my own thing. I'm living my best life with my friends and so on and so forth. It's not by force do I have to have this person.
Yeah.
You know, joint to my hip. I mean, some people, you know, their husbands are their best friends, which is good. It's lovely. But then for me, it just doesn't work for me. So we have to really dive in deep to this whole thing about red flags. Now, this thing, I want to understand, what are your red flags? When you date for the very first time, what is it that makes you feel like something ain't right?
Ooh, I mean, you said red flags, it's red bunting.
Yeah.
I don't have flags, I have bunting just flat all around the place. But then I laugh about that, the bunting. What I've realised now, to be able to say you've got red flags and you understand what red flags are,
yeah,
for you to say that now, that you understand what red flags are in at level three.
Yeah.
It took me till level four and hitting level five to really understand what red flags were. I had no understanding in my 20s at level two. Just didn't understand anything at all. Even in level three, didn't understand red flags. And I feel a bit sad that it took me till level four to understand. When someone says, what's a red flag to you?
Yeah.
I can answer you now.
You'd be
because
like,
I know.
Bish, bash, bash, bash. Yeah. But you have to go through an experience.
But if I didn't know, if you asked me at your age in level three, I'd be like, what are you on about red flags? And yet at that age, I was in the middle of like really unhealthy relationships. Mm. I'd been in a really abusive relationship beforehand, and I went on to have an even more abusive relationship afterwards because I didn't know what red flags were.
And I'm guessing that they were both quite different from each other.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
All different. Yeah. All different. Yeah. And all I knew was when I experienced one form of abuse or unhealthy relationship, because I don't want to say all my relationships have been abusive, but all of them were seriously unhealthy.
Wow.
I'd say, right, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen to me again. But the problem was I didn't understand all the different types of abuse. So I then went on to another relationship that displayed different red flags linked to different types of abuse or different types of unhealthy codependencies.
Yeah.
And again, I didn't recognise them.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what they were.
But this is it. KK did a bit of research earlier, which I was really grateful for. She did a proper printout. We are like proper news readers over here. 15 forms of red flags. 15 forms of abuse. Is it abuse or red flags?
There's 15 different types of red flags.
Of red flags.
That are definitely red flags.
I probably only know off the top of my head maybe four. Now,
You know your red flags.
I know my own, but I don't know until I'm deep in a relationship and I experience half the stuff that I've experienced. That's when I start realizing that, wait, hold up. That's what you call a red flag. Like, I did not notice that was somebody else's absolute no. I would not go out with a man that acts like X or does X, or a woman that does X. Just always know in context we're speaking on both sides. But like, for me, my red flags they're interchangeable. Yeah. In certain relationships I can handle, you know, a controlling way if you're doing it in a nice gentle way. In another relationship, controlling behavior is an absolute no-go because you're coming with a base, you're coming with sit down, you're not wearing that and all that kind of stuff. But, like, in another relationship that I've been in, he was controlling, he would see what I'm wearing, he'd be like, girl, is that what KK's wear down? You're wearing that?
Yeah.
You're going out like, go and get changed because you're my girl.
Yeah.
And you'll be like,
he really cares about me. He really loves me.
He loves me so much. Yeah. Like,
he doesn't want anybody else.
But another relationship, you're like, the way that he would speak to you, it will make you feel so disgusting. Like, is that what you want to wear? That is absolutely... You look like a slut. Yeah. And that's the sort of wording it would be. Yeah. And you'd be like, oh my God, okay. You know, that kind of thing. And you don't realise that he's standing on your head.
Yeah.
Red flag.
I'd get it. Are you wearing that today?
Yeah.
Yeah, why? No, nothing. I mean, it looks fine. Your boobs look really big in that.
Yeah.
And then I'd say, oh.
Yeah.
Do they look too big? Like, do I look silly? Do I look like I'm showing too much off? He knew exactly what buttons to press with me to bring out my self-conscious feeling.
This is it.
That's how he said it. So he wouldn't say, you know, that what are you wearing?
Yeah.
Or you look like a slag. Or you look, that's too revealing. He said, no, no, it's fine. It's just, you know, your boobs look really big in that. Or your bum looks really big in that. I mean, it's really tight. Or it's really short. And that's all he had to say, and then it would play on me, and he'd be very quiet and walk away, very dismissive. He'd say it very dismissive.
And your brain is ticking.
But he knew my brain would tick, and then I'd end up changing and think, but are people going to think I'm overdressed? And that would strip away part of my personality, because I like to get dressed up. I like to do my hair. Yeah. And I like to have my makeup on.
Yeah.
Now and then. I mean, don't get me wrong. Some days the hair's scraped back. Yeah. And
I've
put flannel on my face and brush my teeth and that's it. And I'm as happy as a pig in poop.
Of course. Of course.
But when you want to get dressed up and you're feeling good, the last thing you want is someone putting that little comment in your head.
Yeah.
But that's a red flag. And we knew that. You know that's a red flag. I know that's a red flag. Then you go on to another relationship and that you realise there's 15 other dead certain red flags that I was unaware of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For me, the next red flag that we should discuss is financial abuse.
Yeah.
Now, I've had situations where, you know, you're quite free with your money with your partner. You're like, oh, yeah, you know, yeah, let's share accounts. Oh, yeah, I've got this money coming in. And when you've discussed how much you've got coming in or coming out of, and he knows what you've got going on, and before you know it, you know, money's being passed between the two of you, and then it's sit down, I can control it. Don't worry, I know what I'm doing. And you're like, okay, babe. Or sometimes you're like, yeah, no, absolutely not. I want to be a part of it. But they can still control you.
Yeah.
They can still take what they want to take. They can still put a pause on what you want to do. Say, for example, you want to go out with your mates that night and you're like, I really want to have a good time, whatever. And you have a look at your shared account and the money is drained out. Mm. What happened? Oh, I had to buy a part for the car.
Yeah.
I've had it where they mix control with financial abuse.
Yeah.
Where they're like, you're not going out now.
Well, because you can't go out.
I can't go out now because I don't have the money for it anymore.
Yeah.
You've taken the money out. And then 2 days later, the money's just slightly put back in. And I'm like, oh, I've noticed that where's the bloody part for the car then?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Doesn't that make you feel like we've said it before about trusting your gut with things.
Mm.
When you're talking now, because it's hard to really verbalise all of these red flags. Mm-hmm. There were lots of red flags. And I feel like we could just do a bullet point list of all these red flags for people so that you can hear
I'll put it in the
what
comments.
These red flags are. Yeah, yeah, I mean, if we've got time, I'm going to read them out. But when we're talking about what were red flags for us, at that time, it wasn't a red flag.
No.
It's when you're out the other side and you've got time to just review it and take stock of what happened, now you see it's a red flag.
Yeah.
But at that time, there was a feeling in your gut that something's not quite right. Something just not sitting right.
Yeah.
But you can't quite put your finger on it.
Yeah.
And I've said it, you've said it. So many people that I've spoke to that have been in abusive relationships, they all say the same thing. They got that feeling very early on in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
I can't verbalise it. I can't explain it. But you know your call is not sitting right with what you're experiencing at that time. And for me, I think if there's one message that we can get out there, it's for people, listen to that feeling.
Yeah.
If you're sitting there and you get nervous and you think, I just don't know. That is not right.
100%.
That's every inch of your being telling you this is not right.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't sit and go through another 6 months or a year trying to figure out if it feels right, because you will always change your mind, because they will always manage to turn it around and convince you that the reason this isn't right now is because of something you've done.
Yeah.
Or you're misunderstanding something. Yeah. You're being too emotional.
Yeah.
You're taking things so personal.
Yeah, what's that? What, calm down.
And confusing your emotions and your feelings.
What's it called? Gaslighting.
Yeah.
I know we just learned about that word.
Yeah.
Like, I've never, ever, and that's another thing that we were talking about, lack of emotional intelligence. That plays into that.
Yeah.
Because you can be in this relationship and you love them so hard that you think about them in every step that you do, and you know you're having an argument with that person or whatever, but you're like, I don't want to hurt that person's feelings.
Yeah.
I want to put across how I feel without demeaning them. I want to put across how I'm feeling without, you know, making them want to cry. But then a lot of people, they lack that kind of you know, subtly, like they don't have that kind of emotional intelligence within them to say, I don't want to hurt that person. No. That person, I love that person. I want them to walk away and still feel good out of this argument. We're only talking about bloody sugar. Calm down. Having a lack of emotional intelligence is a big deal in a relationship, because you could be all there being all great and all nice and all sweet, and then the other person's just giving you absolutely nothing back. I mean, I've been in arguments before and I feel like I'm arguing for a flipping brick wall.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever experienced that, where you're literally sat down and expressing every last bit of your gut out to this person, letting them know that this is how I feel. Please, can we try and work on changing? And they're looking at you like...
They're blank. Like there's nothing.
Nothing there. Yeah. Because they don't have it in them to give it.
No.
They don't have it in them.
That's when they're not emotionally available.
No.
And that they don't have the emotional intelligence that goes with it.
Yeah.
And there's some people that will never have that.
No.
And there's, you know, there's certain types of people that are just born like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's very hard as someone who's quite emotional and very in tune with their feelings. And I've got too much self-awareness for my own good now with where I'm at with relationships. But when you're like that and then you meet someone that's absolute opposite, no emotions, you always see the good in them.
Yeah.
And you always believe they're just shy or they're just quiet or they're... No, these are big indicators. These are red flags.
Yeah.
And that's... It's not saying when people are quiet or withdrawn.
Mm.
That, you know, some people's personalities, they're naturally quiet. They're naturally quite... withdrawn, they're naturally an introvert, but there's still a level of social connection, there's still a level of emotional connection. When you come across somebody who absolutely shuts down and is not able to communicate with you on an emotional level in any way, you keep trying and you'll get that look in their eyes as if like, you know, they look like they're just not feeling
dead
anything.
Inside.
That is a red flag. And that's not saying that person is an abuser or is controlling or is any of those things, but it is saying that person is actually not ready.
It's not emotionally available for you.
It's not emotionally available at that point. And if you're wanting a relationship with that person, you're going to get a relationship that they're going to dictate.
Yeah.
And it will not involve emotions unless it's on their shout.
Yeah.
And it's their rules and it's their way.
Then
you're going to get reeled in to this constantly craving emotion, craving attention.
Yes.
And that starts off another vicious cycle.
Exactly. It's funny because I was watching a movie yesterday and... Is it yesterday? Anyway, it doesn't matter. So there was a clip where she was crying on the floor because they moved to a different country. It's just come out on Netflix, by the way. I'm not going to say the movie. But she was sat on the floor because they moved to East Asia. And it was all because of, you know, his job. So she was really going through it, crying on the floor. He walked in and into the bathroom and was like, oh, my God, are you crying? Are you okay? I'm sorry that I did this because... And then he made it about himself. You know, I wanted... And then she just kind of said to him, stop. I can't comfort you here, right? It's about me right now. And I was like, we can say this?
Yes.
I can say to you, stop. It's about me right now.
Yeah.
Yeah? I'm the one that's crying right now. I'm the one that's feeling the emotions right now. It's not the time for you to do your mental manipulation of making it about you and making me feel sorry for you in the situation. You have to understand that right now, I'm going through something and I need comfort. And I was like, girl.
Yeah.
And I swear it was like a notebook.
Do you know what that is? That's a yellow flag. So it's not a red flag as in... absolutely no go,
no, get the hell out of there.
It's a yellow flag, a warning of where this person is at emotionally.
Yeah.
Because they can adapt.
Yeah, and if, in different situations.
Yeah, if their life, the way they've been brought up and situations they've been in, you know, immediately, they get overwhelmed with their own feelings, yes, and their own emotions.
That situation could have just absolutely, yeah, threw him off, so much so that he had to explain, yeah, himself.
The guilt might, yeah, have come out. Yeah. He might have been really overwhelmed with the guilt, yeah, of what he's done, how he's made this person feel.
Exactly.
And that's why it happened. Yeah. But over time, you'll see, when you have conversations with your partner and you see that they listen, they, yeah, listen to what you're saying and they take it on board.
Yes.
And the next time, because arguments
happen.
Take it
on board?
Yeah. Arguments happen.
What does that mean?
Relationships are difficult. Yeah. You never ever, I mean, if you meet a couple that says they've never had a crossword,
oh, Lord,
in their whole life, 100% somebody is bowing down to the other.
Yeah.
It is not an equal, no, relationship.
No.
I don't care what anybody says. I mean, I love my kids, mm-hmm, unconditionally. The rows that we can have.
Oh, yeah, Lord.
Because,
yeah,
we have different personalities. Yeah. We've got different needs.
Of course.
But we all come together and we all work through it and we all realise we're all grown adults,
yeah,
and we've all got different perspectives on things.
It's true. It's true.
But that's what you'll see. That's a yellow flag. And, yeah, if over time you see actually that's not happening anymore, because,
yeah,
you're learning to come together, you're learning to work together,
yeah,
then that's so lovely.
Yeah.
That you've learned together, you've progressed together, and you've built something really strong. However, if you see it's happening again and again and again, and there's a pattern forming, then you have to be really honest with yourself, and that's the hardest bit.
Yeah.
And sit back and no, this wasn't a yet. This was a red flag.
Yeah, yeah.
You allowed it to be amber at the time, yeah, to give it time.
Yes.
And it's now no. It's time to get out and move on, because you don't want to spend your life constantly,
no,
bowing down to somebody,
no,
and giving it in and doing it their way. If you're a people pleaser, which I very much was,
mm-hmm,
back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
That's why every relationship I had, I was always going to be the one that gives in.
100% me. I was always a complete doormat. And that was the problem.
No, you weren't.
No, 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 no. You're
just saying it.
No, I'm being harsh with myself, because this is Reggie and KK, and we can say what the hell we want about ourselves. I'm going to be real.
You felt like a doormat.
I felt like a doormat.
You felt like a doormat.
But I also, yeah, feel like sometimes I really was a doormat, because when I look at situations, I'm like, I would never have taken on somebody that was going to, A, walk over my head, yeah, take over my finances and stuff like that. Basically just stripped me from everything I've ever known and just left me bare. And I was just like, oh my God. And you just end up running back to this person, because you're like, I'm scared. And I really wish that I had just walked away when I had the first sign of, you know, this doesn't sound right.
So can you look back now and know when that first red,
yeah,
flag happened? But when it happened, did you know that was a red flag?
If I'd be completely honest with you, both of you,
yeah,
the red flag happened about 1 month into our relationship. I won't say the length of the relationship, yeah, but it was a long relationship.
Did you know it was a red flag then?
Yeah, I didn't know.
No.
I don't think we even had, like, a word for it back then.
No, that's what I didn't even...
There was no social media like that. It wasn't... The way that we talk online about these things now, I feel so educated every day.
Yeah.
Like, the word gaslighting and stuff like that. And I'm like, what does that mean? Oh, my God. So this is... Oh, I deal with this. Blah, blah, blah. You know, you, yeah, don't realise it. Narcissism. I know that word gets, like, flipping thrown all over the place lately. Everyone's a, yeah, bloody narcissist. But it really is, like, what we were saying is it is a mental condition. And people are born like that,
yeah,
you know? And that, I generally feel like I've come across maybe about 4 or 5 of, like, exes or, you know, men that I've dated and that are 100% narcissists.
Yeah.
Wake up, brush their teeth, and the world is about them.
There's two types with narcissism. And I'm not medically trained.
No,
I'm not
we're professional. Just talking.
No, I'm just saying from my own experience,
yeah,
and what I've self-educated myself on and what I've read up on. I've been to therapy. I've been to classes.
Yeah.
I've been on courses. And this is a very long journey for me.
Yeah.
Learning about narcissistic abuse.
Mm.
And that was... that was like the final, that was the end of my journey with abusive and unhealthy relationships. Mm-hmm. It ended with a really narcissistic person. And I learned you can have somebody who has narcissistic tendencies.
Yeah.
And then you have a narcissist.
Yeah.
A real life narcissist.
Absolute narcissist.
And the narcissistic tendencies, because a lot of us can have that.
Yeah.
They can dip in and out.
Yeah.
It can depend what mood you're in.
Yeah.
There can be certain things, you know, and then you can confuse certain behaviours and with narcissistic tendencies when really it's overlapping with OCDs.
Yeah.
And there's behaviour issues going on and there's mental health issues.
Yeah.
So it's very different to narcissistic tendencies.
Yeah.
But a real narcissist, when you come out of a relationship with somebody like that, and the sad thing is what they've learned is that narcissists are born like that.
Yeah.
They are born. There is a part of their brain that is developed in such a way that is how they are.
Yeah.
And it might stem from they've had a narcissistic mum or a narcissistic dad. It's really complex.
Yeah.
When you come out of a narcissistic relationship, you are then left with damage in your brain. If my brain was scanned, now if I had an MRI scan on my brain, they would see areas of my brain that are damaged.
Really?
Yeah. And it's proven, it's medically proven.
Jeez.
And that's not just from narcissistic relationship, that's from trauma.
Yeah, trauma. Childhood trauma. All the way up until even that our ages.
Any trauma, anybody that's experienced trauma on a certain level, and I say narcissistic abuse because there was a study done on that in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And when people say, oh, women or men, you know, you're too picky or you're never going to get into another relationship the way that you are, you don't trust you. You haven't got the ability to be able to do that because of the damage that has been done in your brain.
Wow.
And if I had an MRI scan, they would see the damaged areas in my brain.
Jeez.
I'd love to have it done because
just
I know I know the damage that was done. And I think I've done really well to live with it and embrace it. But when you say narcissistic, that label is flung around left, right, and
all
centre.
Over the place.
I get upset because I think some of you people, when you say, oh, yeah, they were a narcissist, you wouldn't know.
You don't know a narcissist.
You would be living with lifelong effects if you had been with a true narcissist.
True, true.
Because the damage they do to you on an emotional and mental level is off the scale.
It's true. It's so true.
But that's got very deep.
No, it did.
But there's tendencies and then there's... And it's figuring out. There's red flags, there's yellow flags. And then when you get to a really happy place, there's green bunting all around.
They were saying... There's a couple of bits that I keep seeing online that makes me laugh so much. Is when it's like... When you finally get yourself in a relationship that's nice.
Yeah.
And I think she had... There was a phone that was on the side and... He was like, oh, babe, my phone's ringing. Can you just answer it or read the text message or whatever not? And she was just like, what? Like, you're letting me open your phone? Yeah, my password is 1234. Huh? What? And she was like looking at her phone like, what is going on here? Because she hasn't been used to a nice, calm,
trusting,
open relationship that there is nothing hidden. And I mean, some people have... I mean, you can still have a successful relationship and not, and have like, okay, this is mine and this is yours and all that. No judgment about that. But there's a lot of relationships that are needing that kind of openness.
Yeah.
So I can like just leave you to do what you're doing and, you know, and I don't have to worry about, you know, your phone going off. I'm just going to be like, hey, who's that? All right, cool.
It's a strange place to
that be. Is called green flags. Look out for them green flags. That's the marriable flags.
Yes, that's the marrying type.
That is. So I wanted to kind of ask you about painting the picture of the early warning signs. What would you see in the beginning where you just think, oh wait, hold on a second, you don't seem 100% right.
Well, you have to think where I'm at.
Mm.
Fix my eye. At level 5,
mm-hmm.
I probably see things different to level 3 mm. because my childbearing years are done.
Mm-hmm.
It's not happening, not interested. No.
Absolutely not.
So when if I'm looking at a potential partner, I'm probably looking at different things to mm. what you would if you were single yeah. and, you know, at this stage in your life. But for me, one of the biggest red flags I have now, and this went through all of my relationships, abusive and unhealthy, was the unwillingness to socialise.
Yeah.
It was, I was in different types of relationships. Some were very outgoing on mm. the surface. Mm. You know, personalities were just brilliant, really funny, really humorous.
Mm-hmm.
And then others were very, very quiet, very laid back. But when they were quiet and laid back, I took that as a good thing.
Yeah.
Because my previous relationship to that had been very aggressive. Mm. There was a lot of violence. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of drama.
So you were just grateful that it was just peaceful.
So when I met someone very quiet, very reserved, yeah. very introvert, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's complete opposite
yeah.
to that.
Yeah.
So it's good. But actually, that was a red flag about very low self-esteem,
mm.
lack of confidence,
yeah.
very insecure.
Yeah.
And then another relationship, he was very, laugh and joke, put him in a room and he would laugh and joke, be the centre of attention,
yeah.
but for a very brief spell.
Yeah,
he'd be centre of attention while he commanded that attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow something would be said and we've got to go.
Yeah.
I never actually got to socialise, and whenever we went out, we'd just go out on our own.
Yeah.
If anything was going on where I wanted to go with friends or I wanted him to come along, he had to work, mm. had to work, mm. had a meeting to go to, yeah. had this always busy.
Yeah. yeah.
But he would do it in such a clever way.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that it was avoidance.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that does happen a lot.
Yeah. And it would end up then he very much controlled the money in yes. the relationship because we went into a business together.
Mm.
It's very much, you know, come on board. So scary, I really need you. I really yeah. need you to help me with this business. I thought this is an amazing opportunity. Let's do this. We did it. And slowly everything transferred into his name. And so I had bank cards that were in the business's name, the car was in his name, everything was in his name. So when I'd upset him, or it was gone. I went to pay for petrol once, the card was blocked and I mm-hmm. couldn't use it, mm-hmm. and it was so embarrassing.
Yeah.
I had to ring a friend to come to the petrol station and pay the petrol for me, and that was it. If I upset him, things got blocked.
Yeah.
And it was only when that happened, I started to look at all the other behaviour and I started to realise, actually, he controlled every single thing we did.
Yeah, yeah, that's what happens. And
just for me, that's one of my biggest red flags. Even when I meet guys now, even like I'm trying these dating apps, mm-hmm. it's not going well. I'm a one-date wonder.
Get out of my face.
Yeah, that's as far as I get because I've got red flags all over the place.
Yeah.
But I've also realised some of those red flags are not red
flags. They're yellow flags.
They're yellow flags or they're preferences.
Yes.
They're my preferences. But I'm thinking, that's a red flag. That's a red flag. No, that's just...
It's because of what you've gone through.
It's just what I don't like.
Yeah.
But the dating, when I look at profiles, if I don't see pictures of them mm. in groups of people, if I don't see pictures of them out socialising,
oh, yes.
if it's just, and I'm, you know, I'm not putting you guys down at all on the dating apps, probably none of them watching this anyway, but girls, just watch out for it. If all you're seeing is a selfie in the bathroom and a selfie in the living room.
No, but what is that about? Especially men, when they get to a certain age, if phone is like a cardboard box.
Here's me in my bathroom. Here's me in my living room.
They're not even smiling in some of them.
And they don't smile.
No.
So if I don't see a smile, how have we gone from red flags to me dating now? But this is funny. This is funny. This will make you laugh. Yeah. So every picture is just them in a different room.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in some of them, you see they've got the same T-shirt on. But so they literally have gone from one room to the other room.
Oh, Vom. And then,
yeah.
Oh, no.
And then there's one, they always put the arm out like that.
Oh, yeah, to show that they've got an arm.
Got muscle.
Good for you. Or everyone's got arms. Yeah. Oh, there's muscle there. Good for you.
Brilliant. But there's not one picture of you with one friend.
Yeah. Doing there's something not one picture of you out
doing a hobby.
Oh, exactly.
A lot of them put pictures with a fish.
Ah,
big 20-pound of fish.
Okay,
that's supposed to grab our attention.
Is that meant to be sexy? I mean, unless I'm a fisherwoman.
No, I just look. So the red flags for the dating apps, and I think this isn't a preference. This is true.
Yeah.
So listen to this, girlies. If there's not one picture of them out in a group with friends, then you need to step back and think. Hold on a minute. You know, there's always a picture somewhere. Be it a wedding, a birthday party, on the golf course, even the golf. I mean, I think if they play golf, I think that's their first love.
I get
love.
Scared of people that love that whole golf thing. I'm sorry.
But then I still think at least they've got a group of friends.
True.
At least they are socialising.
True.
And you know that they are sociable people.
No, you're right.
Because even golf, it's quite a sociable thing.
Yeah, but it's
a very unique club.
It is, yeah.
But I didn't realise how sociable it was.
Yeah, no,
until I didn't play golf, but I was the hole-in-one adjudicator on a charity day.
Yeah.
That's another one. That's apart from the ring
she
girl.
She has got some serious stories when it comes to sporting events. I feel like you should be
I do anything.
Sky Sports, where you at?
Yeah.
You
should be... I'm a golfing promoter. I've been a ring girl.
I love it.
I don't know.
I love it. We need to have... KK's days or KK's fun days out with
I'm doing the golf. I'm doing a charity golf event in a few weeks' time.
Oh.
Again, I do it every year. This is I'm the official golf adjudicator, the hole in one girl.
I love this.
And I do it every year for charity.
But KK, you've got to be quiet during golf. So how are you going to do that?
Yeah, but I'm on the last hole. So by the time by the time they come, they have told me a few times. And they get so serious.
They're so serious. That's why I can't do golf. I'm like, what's that about?
But they have very
deep chats.
I've got
a hole in one. Ah.
They have very deep chats around that golf course.
Oh,
and you think for men, emotional intelligence, awareness. I underestimated the value of golf.
Yeah. If that brings me to my next point. I'm so sorry. My next point. I need to say this. When a man doesn't have a good, solid group of friends around him, a good person, like a male figure in their life, it's so important to have that person that's going to look down, you know, at him and be like, listen, mate, this is where I'm at. You know, let me teach you, blah, 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 blah. This is how you keep your woman happy. This is how, you had an argument? Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
And have a sensible take on, you know, the situation and being able to actually sit down and go, you guys are married or you guys are dating or whatever, not, don't worry, da, 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 blah, blah, blah. And he walks away feeling good as opposed to the poisonous people that they could call their friends and call their, you know, male figures in their life that would literally spew poison into that person so much so that they don't change because they will say things like, oh, what you're saying is right, absolutely right. That's why a lot of my friends that I've got around me that we discuss, like, you know, what I'm going through, whatever it is that I might be feeling at the time, none of my friends blow smoke up my ass at all. Not one of them. They all tell me the truth. You're wrong.
Yeah.
Don't like what you did last week. Da, 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 da. Fix up, go and talk to your husband. Full stop. Right?
Yeah.
And that's real friends because they want the best for me. As opposed to somebody else that's going to go, oh my God, no, you should, don't take that.
Yeah.
In fact, go and get a divorce.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
You can have toxic friends and guys are the same. And this is, you know, once you see a picture on a dating app and they're with a group of friends, you think, okay, they're sociable.
Mm-hmm.
And that also means that they are confident.
Yeah.
They're confident around people.
Yeah.
They're sociable. They're outgoing.
Yeah.
And that also means you are not going to be their whole
Everything.
Everything. Because you can't be their everything.
No.
You cannot be in everything to a man.
No.
They do, it's same as us, experience. We need our girlfriends.
Yeah.
They need their boyfriends. Yeah. But then once you see that they're sociable, they've got their group of friends, then it's figuring out what type of friends they have.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some of them, it's male egos.
Yeah.
It's ego.
Yeah.
You need to figure out confidence against ego.
Yes. Exactly.
And your man, you might think, you know, he's not got ego. He's very confident, no ego. And that's amazing.
Yeah.
But his friends, if they are more ego than confidence,
yeah,
means when you're having issues, when you're having problems and they talk,
yeah,
they're going to be saying toxic
things. They're going to whisper the worst things in your partner's head. So much so that he's going to walk away feeling like they've blown all the smoke up his ass, and you're wrong, go and sit down. And actually, I'm leaving you. I'm going to find the grass is greener on the other side, right? And all of that stuff. It's
Well, he might not go that far.
Well, you'd be surprised. It happened to me.
It could happen.
It genuinely did. Like, the amount of stuff that I was hearing when it all came out that, you know, his group of friends were toxic.
Yeah.
And the joke is, they're all still with their own partners.
Yeah.
Talking smack about all of these people and going, oh, yeah, leave that girl. And actually, they had no intentions of leaving that girl.
No.
We were the only ones that ended up splitting up.
But sometimes that's it. Sometimes people put their own wishes and their own wants onto somebody else. It's like, I can't, you do it, leave it, do this.
It's important to have solid people around you, you know, so that they can, and sometimes your best mates are the ones that are identifying the red flags.
Yeah.
And when they talk, and you're going, oh, no, don't say that about him. Blah, 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 blah. Sometimes listen.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of my friends were saying to me, something's not right about that guy.
Mm.
You know, watch out for this, or watch out for that. And I'm like, you don't know him.
Yeah.
No, the reason why he said that to me was a joke. Oh, da, 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 da. All that kind of stuff. I always had an excuse, you know, to the way that he was treating me at the time. So much so that, yeah, I kind of distanced myself away from my friends and did exactly that. He became my all, you know, and that's a very, very, very toxic place to be.
That's why your friend, it's key. It's everything else, I think, I'm not very good at trusting.
Yeah.
I've got this glass wall up. I've told it's like 20 foot high. You know, I need to break it down. But I look at it and think, it will come down over time. I will learn to trust over time.
Yeah.
I have to trust my own judgment, which is very hard when you've come out of a bad relationship after bad relationship after bad relationship. Mm-hmm. I just kept doing it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't understand what was going on. I had so much to learn. So I'm at this place and I've got to trust my judgment at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So some of it is going to be taking a chance and taking a risk.
Yeah.
But the key elements for me is that if he's sociable and he's outgoing, then that means there's going to be other people to talk to. There's going to be other people that you can, at least you can learn a lot about your partner from their friends.
Yeah.
Seeing them interact with their friends, seeing how they are. So I think that's definitely, I mean, like I say, if I see a picture and it's all selfies on the dating app and there's not one picture doing something sociable and there's not one picture smiling, all the pictures have to be smiles, or at least 4 out of 6have to be smiles.
Yeah.
If there's only one smiling, I won't.
Something's up
because
there.
For me, that is a red flag. Yeah. I just think, no, I want to see you confident. I want to see you happy.
Exactly.
And then the rest of it, maybe I'll take a chance because I'll think, I'm not going to be suffocated and I'm not going to be slowly manipulated into being this carer, this people pleaser.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know it can happen
it's
when
so
I'm in a relationship.
It's so draining when you're in that position, though. So, so draining. You don't know who you are. You're stripped completely off yourself because you're literally constantly thinking about making that person okay.
Yeah.
Such an annoying place to be.
And it won't happen, you know. Once you spend enough time on yourself.
Yeah.
And by yourself and working on yourself, you get to a place where you're super aware.
Yeah.
And you get to that place where when you get that, we go back to trust your gut.
Yeah, yeah.
When you get that unnervy feeling when you're with somebody and you just think, I just don't know. Even if you feel a bit nervous, a bit unsettled, if you feel the tiniest bit unsettled, you learn that that is your gut telling you, this is not right.
Does it feel right?
And it takes time for you to recognise that's what that unnervy feeling is.
That, for me, it's a whisper.
Yeah.
I hear a whisper in my ear, right?
Do you?
Yeah, I know. Spooky. But I have a whisper in my ear, and that whisper can tell me either to turn left or turn right. And that whisper could tell me, you know, so much so that there was a one time that I followed it, right? I tested it. And I went the wrong way, hang a lane, really, really busy up there, right?
Yeah.
Went the wrong way, came back on myself because it said turn left. And I was like, but it's not left. It's not left. I need to go straight. Turn left. I'm like, all right, cool. Turn left. Did a U-turn, came back around. There was a massive accident that just happened. Like, literally, boom. That would have been me. And I said to myself, I always will trust that person. That, for most people, is the gut. For me, is a whisper.
Yeah.
And I had that whisper when I dated, you know, those idiots that I've dated in my life, where they were like, the whisper was like, what he's doing is not right.
Yeah.
That guy's cheating on you. Da, 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 da. Yeah. And I'm like, no, 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 no.
Yeah, you learned.
9 times out of 10, that whisper was right.
You have to figure out what your little sign is to yourself. Yours is the whisper.
Yeah.
Mine is that
you feel it in your
it's
gut.
Unsettled.
Oh,
so
yeah,
it might not even be saying this is wrong.
Yeah.
I get this it's almost like a childlike, you know?
Mm.
Like if you're being told off or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I don't know what I've done wrong.
Yeah.
And you feel a bit nervous.
But I get scared of
that. I get that.
Only because of the way that like my childhood was. I spent so much time constantly on edge, right?
Mm.
So much so that whenever I had that feeling in my belly, I was like, oh my gosh, something, I'm going to get beaten up for something. I'm going to get into trouble for something constantly. And I've now switched that feeling to now having the whisper now instead. Because I get, that's constantly there. That anxious feeling is constantly there. So I'm an anxiety fiend. So I've had now... It's a whisper that I can have to listen to now.
But that's something that you've changed.
I've evolved it.
Maybe that nervousness feeling, that's triggering other memories.
Yes.
And traumas.
That exactly.
You don't want to relate to what's going on now.
No. It's probably right.
But it's probably, saying that now, I'm thinking, so why have I said that's what I relate that feeling to, when I've been really honest with myself. I'm like, when have I had that feeling before? It was when I was a child.
Yeah, it was when
I
was a kid.
And I'd get that nervous feeling
that
I'm going to get told off.
Yeah,
I've done something
I'm
going to
get in trouble.
And I wouldn't really know what I've done wrong, but I would just know there's something bad.
Yeah, something bad is going to happen.
Something bad is coming.
Yeah.
And I don't know what, but it's coming.
Yeah.
I get that same feeling if I'm in a relationship or even when I'm around somebody now that is displaying controlling behaviours or disrespectful towards women, or
you start feeling
I can feel it off somebody and it's that feeling that there is something bad here.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
And I listen to it now. And sometimes I don't even explain. Just quietly walk away. So you don't ever need to verbalise it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're feeling that feeling, don't ever think you've got to stay until you can verbalise it or make sense of it. That's your feeling.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you're feeling. Get out. If
walk
it's safe.
Away, please.
Choose the right time.
And plan it.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I was going, because obviously I'm looking at time and I'm thinking, I want to be able to just say everything in such a short space of time. And it's so hard. Maybe we'll have to do a part two on this. But when you're ready to walk away from somebody, even if you've dated them for 1 week, all the way up to 20 years, right? Sometimes things get tied up in things and it makes you feel like, oh God, I'm really scared to leave this person. Because if I leave, I'm going to lose this. I'm going to lose that. I'm going to lose this. Please walk away, right? Half of the stuff, you can do it again. If you did it once, you could do it again, right? I walked away with 2 black bags like this on my pram, and I was like, I'm out of here. And I did not know how I was going to start again. And I sat down and I prayed. For me, it's my faith, right? It might be something else for you, whatever. As long as you have that feeling in your gut that says, I'm going to be fine, trust it, you will be. If you need to walk away, please walk away. We'll talk about that in another episode where you know, the feeling of being apprehensive from leaving that relationship and not planning things and going ahead and, you know, making sure you've got money on the side, you know, having a separate bank account, send money to family and friends, you know, just to go ahead and be like, this is just emergency money. Please, women, and please, men, can we all have emergency money, right? Always. I don't know. I'm such an advocate for this now.
Yeah.
Have emergency money, money on the side that's just yours. Nobody knows about it apart from you. So if anything ever happens to you, you can duck out safely. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know what you're saying.
I had that problem. I didn't have anything.
And the one bit of advice she gave me years and years ago, I met her on holiday.
Oh, yeah.
And we were sitting by the pool talking, and she got divorced and, you know, left this marriage. He'd been unfaithful, and she said she knew for years that he was being unfaithful, and she saved up her own little pot of money to get out of the relationship. Mm. But she said to me, the one thing that women should never lose is their independence.
100%.
And it's not saying you don't trust your partner. It's not saying that you're not never fully committing. But in this day and age, you know, you've got to be real. Women get hard done by in lots of ways, even with work. You know, we're not paid equal salaries. Mm-hmm. We're not treated equally in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Domestic violence situations. Do you know there's one call every 30 seconds in the UK for a domestic violence situation?
Wow.
And majority is women that are going through it. And I'm not saying it's because men are the abusers.
No.
What the difference is, if more women were in power, there would be more laws in place to protect women as men, as well as men.
Mm.
Because if the majority of men were being abused now, there would be laws in place.
All over the place.
Everything would be in place to protect, because the majority of people in power in this country are men.
Yeah.
And the laws would be there to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because it's the other way around and the majority of people abused are women, we haven't got enough women in power to enforce those laws and those changes.
Mm.
So I'm a real advocate for that.
Yeah.
But I'm also, everybody has to keep their independence. And this woman said to me, just always make sure you have your own little nest egg.
Absolutely.
And if you never need it for anything to do with, you know, leaving a relationship, you've got a really lovely nest egg.
Yeah.
At some point, you can do a family holiday.
Yes.
You can treat the kids. You can treat your partner.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's always knowing you've got something there for an emergency of any type, not just, you know, to get out of a relationship. An emergency of any type.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You need your own little fund there.
Exactly. I agree 100%.
This independent woman.
Miss Independent. I want to quickly say, the number one person out here that is the trending topic, KK doesn't know what's happening. Diddy, P. Diddy, Diddy Love, Puff Daddy. You know who he is, right?
I know who he is.
Cool. Here's, I love your face. He is a walking red flag, right? And I felt like we needed to talk about a trending topic.
I saw something on him today on YouTube and I switched it off. And I don't know if this is what you're going to talk about.
Well,
I thought it was a joke.
No.
And I switched it off.
He's being compared to Epstein guy. What's the guy's name? Mr. Epstein. Yeah. That bad right now. Yeah. He's a walking red flag. And the reason why I brought that up is because we all knew this man wasn't right, right? Every time we saw him and the amount of stories that have been kind of coming out slowly about him and all kinds of abuse and all that kind of stuff that's been coming out.
I haven't read, I don't even know.
He, his, and there's certain words that we can't say online, by the way. Yeah.
But J-Lo went out with him.
J-Lo went out with him and she's got a story too. Cassie went out with him. Do you know Cassie? It's me and you.
Yeah.
She got £30 million from him because he abused her throughout their whole relationship.
Oh, 10 years.
You need to look at
it. And has J-Lo said something?
She hasn't said anything, but there is stories about all kinds of stuff floating around on the internet.
Oh.
So what's coming out now, his house got raided. right? We're saying all of this stuff. The reason why I'm talking about Diddy all of a sudden is because he was a walking red flag, right? We knew there was something up with that man. We could see it in his eyes. He's got really dark. I don't know how to explain it. You know when you see someone and you could just see the demons running in them?
Yeah.
He's got that. And I'm like, how are we allowing our children to go and work with him, right? And half of these pop stars and stuff that have gone and worked with him at a young age, you know, what's his name? Justin Bieber. He's completely messed up.
Oh, my God.
Completely messed up. Justin Bieber, the other person that's messed up, I think that is messed up anyway. Usher, he went when he was really, really young as well, and he was his legal guardian. When I tell you this man...
Has he done things to
them? It's coming out slowly. I don't want to say just in case, but everything is coming out slowly. So we're going to keep up to date on this topic, only because for me, it's a huge for... You know, the pop industry and everything in between, we knew there was something up with that man. He was a walking red flag and we ignored it. Now, it's all coming out now. Let's tune in and find out what's going on. So after every episode, we're talking about the Diddy. I hope that's okay with you.
Yeah, but she wants to talk
about, like, She wants to talk about Craig David, which is fine. We could talk about Craig David in one of the episodes. But I am going to keep you as up to date as I can with, you know, what's going on and everything. And I feel
I need to tap in
and find out what's going on.
I haven't watched it at all. I honestly, I saw a clip and I thought, what the hell are they going on about now?
House got raided.
Just because
everything.
I haven't really followed him, and I've been too busy raising the kids. And things. All I know is J-Lo went out with him back in the day because I love her.
Oh yes.
You have my love. Yeah, but I haven't really. Oh my God.
I know. So for me, the reason why we're talking about it is because he's a walking red flag, and we can finally, hopefully, get some justice if he did half the stuff that he did. He needs to be thrown away and locked up forever.
But we don't know.
Allegedly. Allegedly, we need to say that word, allegedly. Let's keep up to date with what's going on with that.
Wow.
And if there's any other trending topics and stuff that you want to talk about in any of our videos, please
Craig
feel
David.
Free. Craig David, we're going to have a whole episode on you. But anyway, we're going to tune out.
Yeah.
And I really hope that you enjoyed listening to us talking about our private, our very, very private stories that we kind of just want to share with the world so that everybody can understand what red flags look, you know, to other people. Your red flag might be completely different. I'm going to put a little description in the comment section of just the 15 red flags that are out there. So if you see any of them, think about it.
Take
a minute. Pause, listen to that gut, either run away safely or, you know, let's try and make it turn into a yellow to the green. Let's see how it goes.
Or
but
talk
anyway,
to somebody.
Please talk to somebody.
If anything that we've said resonates and you feel a bit nervous or you're feeling there's a bit of a reality check happening, there's professionals out there, there's, you know, and if ever you feel in danger, you call 999.
100%.
And they have connections with a lot of support networks that can support you with domestic abuse and domestic violence.
Yeah.
But,
Have a look at the description. I'm going to be putting all the numbers and everything for all the helplines that are out there to be able to
Well, all the helplines that we've used.
I've used
some
personally
we've used some
there's
charities that we've both used in the past, and I think we'll just put what we know what's out there and what we've got experience with, because we're not professionals. We will share what we know, because
exactly
there is always a way out.
Exactly.
And we're gonna leave it on that happy note.
Well,
because once you get out, you come over to this side.
Come on over.
And you'll smile and wave and enjoy your life.
Let's do our outro. I'm Reggie.
And I'm KK.
And this is Reggie with Reggie and KK.